Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for April 27th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Let us pray. Let's talk to our Father. O gracious and wise Heavenly Father, the beginning, the end, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace. Oh, Father, I come to you just giving thanks, dear Lord, just allowing us to just be on this line once again, dear Lord. Father, I ask you just to be with those who are going through hard times right now, dear Lord. I know you are provided, dear Lord. You're a lawyer. You are a doctor. You listen and just take care of your children, dear Lord. You said you would. All that we have to do is ask. Father, I ask you to heal their bodies, dear Lord. Those who may be depressed, dear Lord, oh, Father, send an angel. Let them know that you are there for them, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, I lift up our chairman of the deacon board. I lift up Brother Bagley, dear Heavenly Father. I lift up all our church members, dear Lord, who's struggling right now, dear Lord. Some just want to come to you, dear Lord, just to give thanks. You provide a roof over our heads. You feed us. You clothe us. You give us finances, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for everything you do, dear Lord. You protect us through this pandemic, dear Lord. Father, we just want to do your will, dear Heavenly Father. We need you, Father. You sent your son, Jesus, dear Lord, that we may learn and know about you, dear Lord. Father, I just ask you to be all the ministers that's on First Baptist Church podium, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we just ask you to be with their families, dear Father. Dear Lord, we just thank you for just all the members, dear Lord. You're so good to each and every one of us. Thank you for my family, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I just can't thank you enough for providing that we can keep on connecting, dear Lord, the Wednesday night, the Sunday service, dear Lord. You even allowing us to come back home, dear Lord. We just thank you for that, Father. Oh, Lord, you're so good in spite of ourselves. Please forgive us for our sins, dear Lord. We just thank you, dear Lord. Just thank you for everything. In your son name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Elizabeth Hunter Williams.
Good evening, First Baptist and family. Scripture reading from tonight is coming from the New Living Translation, Matthew 5, 1 through 13, and says, one day as the crowd was gathering, Jesus went up to the mountainside with his disciples and sat down to teach them. This is what he taught them. God bless those who realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. God bless those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God bless those who are gentle and lowly, for the whole earth will belong to them. God bless those who are hungry and thirst for justice, for they will receive it in full. God bless those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God bless those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God bless those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God bless those who are persecuted because they live for God, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless you when you are mocked and persecuted and lied about because you are followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted too. Verse 13 reads, you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it loses flavor? Can you make it useful again? It will be thrown out and trampled upon as worthless. The word of God is blessed. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope even in the toughest of times. Forgive us now, Father, for when we don't thank you enough for who you are and for all what you do for us. For all that you have given, help us to set our eyes on hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you. We need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks. For you alone are worthy. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Dorothy Powell Allen, who is a member of First Baptist Church and a retired Life Essential Geriatric Consultant.
Get your house in order.
In order,
for he's coming back.
Let me tell you.
in order.
Good evening, my First Baptist family and friends. My name is Dorothy Powell Allen. I have served many seniors over 54 years in geriatric nursing, instructor for Georgia's Community College, working with activities with seniors, housing, consulting, placement, and volunteering in Prince George's County Department of Aging. Now that I'm a senior myself, I am enjoying all the benefits that are available to me, and I try to help other seniors that have a need or to direct them to the right resources. If it is out there, I will find it. This evening, I will be speaking to you about what I call life essentials. What are life essentials? They are putting things in order while you can. See, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we have time. While we don't know the hour or the time or day, we must get our house in order. We need to start talking about our wishes and concerns to our loved ones or a trusted friend. Sometimes it's a subject that we try not to talk about because it is very eerie and depressing. But it is vital that we have that conversation before it's too late. We go to bed at night or on the road not knowing or thinking
maybe this could be our last day alive, or what happens to my family? How would they handle things? Because I never told them what to do in case there is a problem. Or we get up, we can't speak, to let our loved ones know what our wishes are. Very, very sad. Now your family is worried, and they have to decide what they think that you wanted, but not so. It is not so. True that it is why we need to let our wishes be known now. This has always been my mission, talking to everyone I meet to start that conversation before it's too late. Once you have made that decision, start looking for the person you can trust and depend on to carry out your wishes. It could be one of your children or a very close friend that you know very well. Get a journal to write things down. That's the first thing. While it is fresh in your mind, and share it with them. Now, it is time to find an attorney to assist you, especially if you have a big estate or you have many children. Sometimes you don't have the funds to go to an attorney. You can still get it done by going online and printing the documents done. At least you'll have something in place. And then there will not be any fussing and fighting between children and other family members. Remember, these are your wishes, not theirs. It is hard, but it must be done. You don't want, for instance, you don't want to be placed in a home if that is not what you want. Or buried or cremated. No one should make those decisions. Or someone gets your estate that you don't want or intended them to get. By putting everything in writing, everything would go as planned as you instructed. So, you see, there's many, many things that need to be done. Here are some of the documents you need to have on hand and place in a safe place. You need the general power of attorney, a durable health care power of attorney that takes care of your health. Living will that speaks for you if you can't speak. Then you have the final say on what is to be done to you. And finally, a will makes sure it is filed in the court so there would not be any changes. Only you can make those changes if you can. Also, if you're able to start paying down a funeral arrangement, you can get it a reasonable insurance plan and pay monthly, but you must start now, not tomorrow. If you can also think about paying down on a plot because prices have gone up drastically. Young people, this also applies to you. It also applies to you if you live alone. Make sure you have your medications, your illnesses in a plastic bag in your refrigerator so someone would know what's wrong with you, what medication you're taking, and your needs. We don't know the time or day how long we'll be on this earth until God calls us home. May God continue to bless each and every one of you with a healthy mind and body. Thank you so much for listening. And please go forth and make these changes as soon as you can. God bless you.
The lines will now be open for 20 seconds. The lines will be open for 20 seconds to show our appreciation for the speaker and her message. The lines will now be unmuted.
Thank you. Thank you. arrangements.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding you. Thank you.
I can't walk
a door. God is good and he has blessed
us through you tonight. Thank you for. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Young.
Good evening to all the First Baptist Church family and friends, those who are with us tonight on this prayer line. We thank Sister Dorothy Powell Allen for sharing with us just how important it is to get our houses in order and be ready and prepared for a time in which we know is coming. The Bible lets us know that it's appointed unto every person wants to die, and after that, the judgment. And so we want to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to face that day. If we've already done it spiritually, we definitely want to make sure that we need to do things in order here to leave with our families and friends in order. So we thank God for that message tonight. We thank God for all of the prayers on this evening, for the scriptures that's read, all of them pointed toward one end, the worship of our strong God, and coming together as a body of believers to share with one another and just to give God thanksgiving for all that the Lord has done. Certainly, we know that we're praying for Pastor Tucker, and we thank God for all the work that he does and for his commitment to the body of believers and to the community at large. We're praying for all of our leadership and praying for all of our sick and shut in, those who've lost loved ones. There's so many things that are before us, so we'll give out some announcements before we have our prayer request and take everything to the Lord in prayer. Of course, our church is opening on May the 1st, so we're thanking God for that, looking forward to coming back into the sanctuary. Of course, 75 persons will be allowed inside. Today was the last day to register, so hopefully you had a chance to register you or your family members through Eventbrite or even calling the church, and we're looking forward to continuing to do this, this process, and making sure that everything is taken care of. Of course, if you're not going to be in the sanctuary, you can still watch our services, how you have been watching them for the past couple of years, and that is through Zoom, conference call. You can listen to conference call, watch on Facebook Live, and certainly on YouTube, and even through our website. And so we're grateful for all those who are connecting with us, and once again, looking forward to those who will be sharing in the sanctuary on this coming Sunday, choir members, and Pastor Tucker will be giving the word, and so it's going to be an awesome thing. Make sure you pay attention to the pastor's letter and those materials that have been given out for entrance to the church, as well as moving around and then exiting of the church also. And, of course, masks will be worn at all times. We'll be doing physical distancing. The world is opening back up, but we also want to make sure that we're taking precautions for those who are coming in for our hybrid services, those who are coming in for worship in the sanctuary. Of course, Sunday, May 15th is Women's Day at 10 o'clock a.m. We're welcoming Reverend Michelle Irby Johnson from Living by Grace Ministries. She'll be sharing with us on Women's Day, Sunday, May 15th, 10 o'clock a.m. And then Sunday, May 29th is our Memorial Day service at 10 o'clock a.m. And Pastor Tucker will be preaching and bringing the message. We do want to pray for those who we know that are in need. We're praying for Sister Dolores Dawson and Brother Kenneth Smith, the transition of their brother Victor Smith, and the funeral is going to be Tuesday, May 3rd at Rock Baptist Church in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We're also praying for Sister Sandra Ulmer and the transition of her brother. You know, funeral services for Walter Rock Green are going to be at Not About Me Ministries, 3106 Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, Maryland, on Thursday, May the 5th at 11 o'clock a.m., Thursday, May 5th. At 11 o'clock a.m. And please make sure that you're paying attention to all the, like I said, all the information given out online as well. Coming up next week, we're excited. The 79th Annual Session Courses of the Baptist Educational Congress will be held as virtually May 2nd through May 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. nightly. The courses are $35, but if you want to register for a course, you please make sure that you contact Deaconess Sharon Spann or Reverend Nancy Knight. The course fee will be paid for you, if you're going to register. And we're looking forward to a wonderful time. They'll give you all the information that you're going to need. They have several courses, strengthening your prayer life and Baptist doctrine, when life hurts. Like I said, there are so many courses that you can take as we, you know, work through this time of learning and education and sharing and fellowship and just the life of the church and being strengthened spiritually. That's May 2nd through May 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. Make sure you get in contact with either Reverend Nancy Knight or Deaconess Sharon Spann if you want to be able to register. And I think the last thing, last but most certainly not least, on June the 4th, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., there's going to be a virtual health ministry health fair at the church. Virtual health ministry is sponsoring a health fair at the church. All right, there's going to be groceries given out. It's going to be a gospel band and a good time. That's why you can tell me the three G's, groceries, good time, and the gospel band. We're going to have a great time. Thank God for the virtual health ministry and all that they continue to do. And this health fair is going to be awesome. So put it on your calendar. Saturday, June 4th, 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Please come out. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. And like I said, we're going to have a great time worshiping and fellowshipping and also reaching out to the community. I think that's about it for now. I know Pastor Tucker would want me to let you know that he's praying for you. So certainly at this time during our life in the church, there's so many things going on, and we're continually hard at work seeking to get all the information out that we can and making sure people are safe. Make sure that you're getting that vaccination, getting your booster shots, all right? That's the only way we're going to be able to deal with this this coronavirus that's moving from pandemic to endemic, but it does not mean that it is still not active. Obviously, we know we're praying for our vice president. Vice President Kamala Harris has contracted the virus, and so we're praying for her, even though she's asymptomatic. So we know it's still spreading. So make sure you're getting that vaccination, getting those booster shots, and protecting you and your family. May God bless you. May God keep you. We're not going to open up the lines for a very brief period of time, for 20 seconds, so you can make your request known unto God, and we're going to take them to the Lord in strength and power, believing that God is hearing our prayers. Gracious God, we humble ourselves to say thank you. We come right now, God, knowing that this day has been a day. There are those who last night went to bed thinking that they might wake up, but they did not. There are those who are family members who we know are hurting right now. There are those, Lord God, not just in our own country, but even overseas, Ukraine and other areas, who are facing serious turmoil, war, the destruction of life and property. People, Lord God, being put on the margins of society. Here in our own country, Lord, there are those who don't have health insurance. There are those who are struggling to make ends meet. There are those on this call right now that decided to pick up the phone and dial the number because somebody reached out and gave to them, and they just want to know that, God, you are still speaking, you are still active, and that you still hear prayers. And, Lord, tonight we are proclaiming thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, God, for your grace. For if it had not been for your grace, we don't know where we'd be. So, Lord, cover us, God, completely with your grace. We stand on your grace under the umbrella of your grace. And we're coming asking, God, that you once again would hear our prayers. Touch those who are sick with your healing hand. Jehovah Rophi, thank you for your healing power. Lord, be a witness, Lord God, to those who are caught by life in bad situations, in bad times, in bad seasons. And I pray, God, that there was somebody on this call that would know that the tears they cry, you feel every single one. You feel every pang of pain. You are there with us. In your word, you declare that I will not fear any evil, for as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. So, God, we don't fear evil. We don't fear those things the enemy has tried to put against us. And, Lord, we come right now thanking you because we know that no weapon formed against us can prosper. That means doubt cannot prosper. That means disease cannot prosper. That means that depression cannot prosper. That means that all the things we face, the giants that we face in this world, they cannot prosper because we serve a true, a living, and a very real God. So, Lord, we pray right now for our church. Even as we embark upon coming back into the sanctuary, Lord, allow our faith to be stronger than fear. And God, as we come, we would know, Lord God, that we're coming for one reason and one reason only, to worship you. It'll be good seeing people we have not seen, but we're coming to worship you. It is good to hear the songs of Zion. We worship you. We want to hear your word, and we are worshiping you. We worship you in the city. We worship you in the field. We worship you wherever we are. God, we thank you for worship. Allow our worship to be true and real, God. Allow our worship to fill that place up, Lord God, and overflow outside, that the people, Lord God, around the neighborhood would know that this church is still active, is still living, and is still doing what your will, what you have called it to do. So, gracious God, we thank you. For every person that's lifted up a prayer request, we're covering every single request right now and giving it over to you because only, Lord, your divine ear, Lord God, that the prayers have reached, your divine ear knows already what the request is. Even as we utter them unto you, we thank you, Holy Spirit, because you fixed it up with groanings and utterings, Lord God, that we don't understand. But, God, we know you understand. We know you're taking care of it. We know you're thinking about it. We know that you're giving strength right now. We know that you're giving peace in the midst of despair right now. We know that you're giving hope in the midst of hopelessness right now. We know that the tears we cry, Lord God, they are those things that we are crying out because we're trusting in you. The season may hurt, God, but we thank you for being our help. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our families. Have your way with our worship. Have your way in our church. Have your way, God, as only you can. We thank you and we pray for our pastor. Strengthen them as only you can, God. Give them wisdom, God, as only you can. Thank you for the leadership of our church. Thank you for all those who are working behind the scenes and in front of the scenes to make sure, God, that they are doing your will. For, Lord God, we know there is going to come a day when we cannot work any longer. So while it's time for us to work, give us strength in our hands and strength in our feet. Give us wisdom for our minds, Lord God. Give us what we need, Lord God, that our hearts and our feet and our hands will be steadfast to continue to hold the plow and be laborers in the field. For God, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So, Lord, we want to labor for you. We want to work for you. We thank you, God, because we know that you are with us every step of the way. So lead, guide, and direct every event that's planned. Lord God, thank you for the wisdom, but Lord, you bless it. You touch it. You allow it to be what you would have it to be. And God, we count not ourselves to have the victory by ourselves, but we count ourselves to have the victory because, Lord Jesus, you were victorious on Calvary, because you were victorious in raising from the dead, because you continue to be victorious in our lives. So, Holy Spirit, be our guide. Thank you for all that you've done. All who are on this call, thank you, Lord, for First Baptist. Thank you for our family and our friends. Thank you for our community. Continue to bless and keep as only you can. We need your power. We feel your power. And we, Lord, go working and walking and witnessing in your power. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We say thank God for all who have shared tonight. Thank you for those who continue to work to put this worship experience together, for those who are continuing to work on Sundays and behind the scenes. You heard all the announcements and all the things that are going on. Make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly, and please make sure that wherever you go, that you allow the Lord to lead you, that love would come from your lips. Smile. Because there are those who haven't seen a real smile in 2 years. say thank you and say hello. Please say all those things that we were taught when we were younger. Make sure we do them, for the love of Christ is in our hearts, and we want it to shine bright so that others would see our good works for glorify God who's in heaven. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence and communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. If you love the Lord, somebody ought to say amen, amen, and amen. Have a wonderful rest of the week.